to our staff of announcers, Savage Tremblay and Walton Burfer, are out at one of the local airfields to tell you something about the Sturdly 8, the greatest new car anywhere. So come in, Savage Tremblay.
This is Savage Tremblay. We're in a cargo-carrying airplane that contains, among four or five passengers here, along with my broadcasting assistant, Sturdly 8. This is the hardtop model. And we're going, in just a few moments, drop this car through an open hatchway in the bottom of the plane into a target below, some 2,000 feet below us. This is a test to prove the fine engineering that goes into every Sturdly 8, along with the careful workmanship and the nifty upholstery and like that.
This is Walton Burfer on the ground. Can you hear me, Savage?
Very, very clearly.
I can see your plane circling over the target area now. I'm standing just about 100 yards from the outer perimeter of the target area, which is approximately an eighth of a mile in diameter.
We're approaching the target now. You can probably hear on the intercom of the plane the gentleman counting off the seconds until actual drop time.
Six.
It's at six now.
Four. Three. Two. One. Drop.
It's over to you now to report.
They have just dropped the Sturdly 8 into the center of the target area. The Sturdly 8, this grand automobile, has just been dropped, and now the driver is walking out to the center of the area, and I'm going to walk out with him. Show the remarkable roadability and the strength and power in this Sturdly 8. He's trying to find the door now.
What a mess.
And now he's...
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I forgot the key.
Now he's stepping in. Here's the key over here, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Our test driver is stepping into the Sturdly 8 now. And in a moment we'll see whether this test was successful or not. You ready?
I'm going to start.
And it starts. The Sturdly 8 drives out of the target area, heading over toward the...
Test drive it soon.
Well, it didn't work out. I guess it dropped all right. It was when they left the target area.
Well, they'd have to cross railroad tracks to get to the hangar, and that was something they hadn't thought of.